systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 24th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 222. My papers are flying all over the fucking place because it's hot as fuck in here.
And we have the fan on rotate.
I love having the apartment that is upstairs because we don't hear people walking around. They hear us walking around.
True.
But motherfuck, in the summertime, all their heat that they don't want goes up, because I guess that's, you know, what heat does. It's kind of its thing, you could say.
Yeah.
And it comes right up into here, and it is so hot. Between that and the halogens that are on, those are kicking off at least, like, 30 fucking degrees. And, oh, fuck. Sweating my balls off.
Check out who's in the chat, by the way.
Oh, it's our German friend, Fahrenheit 404. What's up, German Bob?
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome, everybody. This is the Jam Hole, broadcasting from beautiful Kalispell, Montana. Beautiful, empty, inbred, hick Kalispell, Montana.
Yes.
Chlamydia-infested, HPV-loving Kalispell, Montana.
Yes.
If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or give us a call, 406-204-4687.
What's
or Skype
spell?
The Jam Hole. All
What's
one word, all lowercase. What?
What's that spell?
What's that smell? Got pee. That smell is hot pee, actually.
Yes.
But
right.
It spells got pee. Thank you. So, how are you?
I'm okay.
Great. How's the unemployed life treating you?
Wonderful. I watched at least 14 episodes of Beetlejuice today. It was
That's
great
good.
With some of my live video viewers. It was wonderful.
Were you watching Beetlejuice with them?
Yes. Yes, we were all watching Beetlejuice.
I hate that cartoon.
I can't help it.
Every
I love it.
Ask me why I'm in a bad mood every day I get home. Because you're sitting here watching Beetlejuice. And, like, I come in and all I hear is just awful bad puns.
I know, it's so great.
And on top of that, you have the tuba sound that's like, brr, brr. Like, hey, in case you weren't paying attention, that was an awful pun
wah,
just got paid like 60 grand a year to write.
It was so great because on one of the episodes today, Lydia made a joke and he looks at the camera and goes, hey, wait. I make the bad jokes. It was wonderful.
At least they admit it. That's fine.
They do it on purpose. It's hilarious.
Well, of course they do, because kids don't fucking know. You could have them up there the whole time going, womp, 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 womp. Kids would be like,
I
love Beetlejuice!
When I was a kid, I was like, oh, cool, he's dirty, disgusting, he never changes his clothes, he smells bad, he's dead, he hangs around with his chick, and they have cool fun, and they prank people all the time. It was cool. I just want to see cool, awesome, disgusting stuff. And so that's what I watch.
It's a cartoon.
But
you
as a
draw cool, awful, disgusting stuff.
I'll draw Beetlejuice. I'll draw me and Beetlejuice pranking people, and it'll be cool.
I'd like a picture of Beetlejuice just boning your ass, just like from behind, just fucking with his big old striped cock. That's what I'd like to see.
No. So, no, I'm good. Thanks.
We got some emails and stuff to get to, but before all that, we watched a movie last night. I kind of fell asleep through it because I had too many sparks. And then
did we watch a movie?
You guys remember Matt, right? Matt, Sean's brother. The old Friday Sean. You shut your fucking mouth. He was my friend. Show some fucking respect.
Your friends, or at least that friend, is an idiot.
Right.
And he should have been drowned at birth.
It's the same thing as if...
Like the Spartan thing, they should have looked at him and just thrown him off the cliff.
Okay.
Done.
It's the same thing as if I was like a chick that was a little overweight and she hung out, like I hung out with really fat chicks. So in comparison, I was fucking hot as fuck. He's that to me. Like, I'm kind of retarded and stuff, but when I hang out with Matt, like, I am the smartest guy in the world. Now, I like Matt. He is always nice and cool to me, and he
I bet he can be cool and funny and stuff. Just like I said, I didn't have a relationship with him other than
work.
Well,
and that's the thing. I did because he, for one, he was Sean's brother, and I knew him from that. And for two, he came in and helped me out with the show when I needed it. And that was very awesome of him. But anyway, remember when he had that girlfriend named Candace?
Yes.
And remember how she would, like, always be here when he was there, but she would never, like, say anything on mic except for that one time we tricked her and got her to, like, I don't know, she was freaked out about it. She came over yesterday.
Matt, I wasn't here for that stuff, but...
No, okay. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people that have been with us since, you know, a long time ago.
Did she ever talk to you about Dave's?
No, she was working at Dave's when they were first together and stuff. But, and that's crazy that, like, you work there and now, like, you're here with me and that they're not together anymore. But, yeah, it was weird. Like, we're sitting here getting ready to eat fucking taquitos with my special semen sauce, and there's a knock on the door. I'm like, we don't have visitors. We don't have friends. What the fuck is that? Where's the cat? Okay, the cat's right there. Who the fuck is that? And I'm thinking, like, I should go get the gun. Maybe it's Zach out of jail. Like, holy shit. It's Candace. And, like, she moved to Spokane, I guess, and she was just in town and decided to come by and got me really fucking high, and we ate and watched this movie that I'm about to mention, and then I fell the fuck asleep.
Yeah.
Alcohol, Suboxone, and weed puts me out. That, and I had a long day at work and shit. But we watched the movie Visioneer. I had never heard of it before. I found it on ILT, isleoftorrents.com, for all your torrent awesome torrent needs. Wow. Jeffers Morning to you.
Jeffers Morning to you.
Jeffers Morning. This movie was so fantastic. And I really like Zach Galifianakis, and he's like the main, or however you pronounce that. Galifianakis.
I have no idea.
Fuck. Could you imagine being a kid and your last name is Galifianakis? Like, just call me Zach G.
Right.
But the movie, like, there's this corporation called Jeffers, and their logo is, like, one big building, two little buildings, and then two even littler buildings.
So,
and it
looks
like the bird. And that's how they say hi. They walk in, and he's like, Jeffers Morning. Jeffers Morning to you.
It's like their wave. They wave by flipping each other the bird.
It's like, hi. Jeffers Morning. It was so great. It was so funny. And then like he answers the phone, and he's like, Jeffers Morning. Jeffers Morning. George Washington, whatever his name was. It was George Washington's name. But anyway, the premise, it was such a great movie from what I saw until I fell asleep, which I'll probably finish watching it tomorrow after I do the Wednesday night show notes and then tonight's show notes. I'll do that for you guys.
Jesus fuck. Could you catch up, please?
I'm sorry. I was going to do it today before the show, but then I had to go fucking work at Anna's and tell people to go fuck themselves, Asian faggot fuck. But... And I was going to do them yesterday, but then we ended up doing that, and then I ended up just falling asleep pretty much for the night until we did it, and then I fell asleep even more.
I was like, hey, get up and get ready for bed. You're like, what? I can't just lay on my couch?
What? Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch.
I was like, damn, man. Someone's just content to lay right there.
It was fine. I didn't know. It was just the way you said it, because I didn't think it was like, you were like, it's time for bed, and I was like, no, it's only like 8 o'clock. I didn't know it was that late. That's why
no,
I was like, no, can
it's
I
because
just...
you were just out on the couch, and I'm like, okay, we need to get him in the room, you know?
So you could rape me.
No.
You raped me.
I did not.
I called the cops. No, I didn't. But anyway, they're all in this, like, just dull, awful, horrible, you know, 8-to-5 corporate job, and Bill Slowski said, sorry, I have to go, my dog just shat on my lap.
Good luck with that buddy.
That sucks, dude. That's why I have a cat. It shits in the box most of the time. But they're in this corporation, and one of the guys, like, they have an office, and there's three desks, and then his. And there's this one big fat guy that comes in, and he sits down, and he pulls out a revolver and puts it to his head and pulls the trigger, and it just goes click. And they're like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, my psychiatrist says that I have to do this every hour, otherwise I'll explode. And he's like, whoa, that sounds serious. The whole thing is that people are starting to explode.
Like, spontaneously combust.
Right,
like,
but they're instead of bursting into flames, they're exploding.
Like, kaboom, done.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a list of symptoms, and one of them is having dreams.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy shit, I have dreams. So then...
And then, another symptom I thought was really funny, they're like, he said he was tired. I heard that was one of the symptoms.
Yeah, you're tired, and then you have dreams. Those are one of the two symptoms that... And so the whole movie
wanting
is him...
more.
Yeah, it's just him trying to avoid this plague that is hitting humanity of just exploding. And he starts freaking out, and it was really weird, and it was kind of slow at parts, but it was very amusing. So I will end up watching the rest of it probably tomorrow sometime. But yeah, it's called Visioneer, Zach Galifianakis. Good stuff. So, we got an email here, first of all, from MDS. Says, just checked in.
Okay.
Excuse me, subject line.
What the hell?
I'm a little drunk now. Flathead County Adult Detention Public Jail Roster. And I'll post this in the show notes so you guys can see what kind of weird, creepy fuckers our friend Zach the Felon is in jail with. And he just writes, just checked in, da felon still be there. He spelled it, that's so awesome. So, then I looked in the, I didn't even know we had a public jail roster.
I didn't know that either.
I thought it was something you had to actually call and be like, is so-and-so in there? And they're like, let me check the private jail roster. And
that's what,
like,
I thought too, because that's what I did. Like, when Tipton kept missing work at Dave's, I called down to the, down to the detention center and be like, hey, do you have Michael Tipton in there? They're like, no. I'm like, all right, where the fuck is he? A cook we had out at Dave's.
Nah, that's funny that you said his first and last name on the internet. Good job, you.
I don't care. He doesn't even have the internet.
That doesn't matter.
I don't care. What is he going to... I don't care anymore.
Yeah, what are you going to do? More pills?
Anyone at Dave's at this point, I don't care. I will
say
all of
them. He doesn't work at Dave's anymore.
He did.
Well, yeah, a long time ago. Like, he quit working there when we hooked up, I think. No, it was a little bit after that, but yeah. Red Fox says, you should make his mugshot the album art.
If
I could find his mugshot, I would do that.
That would be so amazing.
But yeah, so I'm looking through this, and I'm curious, because, you know, I moved here when I was 13, and I've been all over the place, but I've always come back here. This has always been home sweet home, and I know a lot of people here. I went to school.
That's how I am with Sarasota. Seriously, like, I've been back there, like, three times. Like, we call it Sorry Soda for a reason. Like, you just get sucked back into that hole, and I don't know, it's just...
I always thought that people just, they would always bitch about living here, but they would never leave, and I always thought they were so dumb that when you look around, we're in a valley, like, we're literally surrounded by mountains, so I just thought they didn't know how to get out. They're like, everywhere I go, I'm stuck because there's mountains, fuck this place. But, yeah, so I look through there, and I'm looking for people that I know or I went to school with, and holy shit. There is a few people that are in jail that I went to school with. I was curious to see if they, you know, would have made it to the 10-year reunion, but I guess not, because they're in jail, so that
obviously
sucks. And a couple of them, you know, they were really nice kids. They were just the hardcore, slippy stoners always out smoking on, you know, the corner and shit like that.
Did you say slippies?
Yeah, well, they were called slippies when I was in school. What did you call them? The kids with the leather jackets and the long hair that always went out and smoked, we called them slippies.
Faggots?
You are a bitch.
Because we didn't have those.
What are the symptoms of cancer? Is one of them just being a rancid bitch?
See,
because,
like, no, look, okay, when I came over here, like, hacky sack was a huge fucking thing, right? And I was like, why are you kidding me?
No, those are hippies, not slippies, okay?
No,
totally
what I'm
different.
Trying to say, though, is that, like, when I left my high school in Florida, I was a sophomore, and seniors were doing the hacky sack thing. Nobody else was. It was just like, I came here and it was like going back like 8 years, I think, you know?
Are you ridiculous. Fucking kidding me?
What?
I just noticed that there was a new message in my email, my Gmail, if you will, and someone donated $30 more, so now...
Woo! Next week, it is on!
You may think, like, cool, you know, we got some money going, and that's awesome. No! That is not good.
Oh, hey.
Damn it. I'm gonna give all of them their money back secretly and be like, nah.
So guess what I just did?
What?
I just Googled, excuse my face, Zach's name.
Yeah?
And the public jail roster came up.
That's awesome. And then his Twitter that says that he's been getting drunk and smoking pot.
I know, right? I should totally go to his PO and be like, oh, hey, I found it.
Hey, by the way, That's awesome.
He was also doing this.
But yeah, if you guys are wondering what we're talking about, the whole thing about that I have had lots of unprotected sex and I've never been tested before. I've never had a problem, you know, with my dick burning when I pee or anything like that, but I've never been tested before. And she's like, hey, get tested. And of course, me and my big mouth had to say, okay, if we get, you know, $99 or $100 donated, I would go get tested and share with you all the results. And I didn't think it was going to fucking happen because you guys never...
Everybody's interested in Matt's penis.
The only thing you guys do that I ask nicely is to go to thejamhole.com/vote and give us a vote on Podcast Alley, you know, once a month. But usually when I'm like, hey, we need this, so if you guys could help out... Well, you guys have done that. They split that mic stand with me and a couple other things, but I didn't think that that would happen. But
who bought the last two mics?
I'm kind of bummed because the guy that made... The last $30 we needed was the guy that already donated us $50 like a week ago.
Fahrenheit 404, sweet.
God damn it, Bob.
They said that in the chat and they were talking to him and they're like, we need this much more. And he's like, done.
I thought he was kidding.
And then he logged out.
You're an asshole.
That was 26 is pushing.
Fahrenheit404.com. Good podcast if you speak German. Actually, it might be shit. I don't know because I don't speak German, but cool guy. I like the site design. I really like his logo. So, fuck me.
I like his
me.
Face.
Well, I'm not going to make the appointment. You have to do all that. You
don't
are
worry.
Gonna even drive me there.
Fine.
You're going to pick me up and put me in the car.
Okay.
Pick me up and carry me into the... I am not moving.
Should I drop your drawers for you, too, when they go
gonna
to touch your balls?
Because I'm just going to sit. Just like that. Yeah, pick me up, put me in the car. You'll probably have to get me dressed because I think I'll be naked.
We'll just take you naked. It's
fine.
Cool. They're going to want to see your balls anyway.
No.
Yes.
Is this invasive?
Nothing. Oh, that's right, because you've never had it, so you don't know what's coming.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be absolutely nothing going in my pee hole. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a shit how much. You could donate $1,000. There ain't nothing going in my pee hole. All right, maybe for $1,000, but not for $100 for sure.
I can't.
I'll
I
give
forgot
blood.
About this because I don't.
I will give blood, and that is it. And if your technology isn't up to the point where you can figure out what the fuck is in me by my blood, then you don't get to know what the fuck is in me. That's
might
all.
Ask you to jerk off so they can test.
Oh,
your
I'll
semen.
Jerk off all day. I'll bring my fleshlight. I don't care.
Oh
I'll have
God.
You in there. Just be like, it'll be like siphoning a hose. You'd be like, in the fucking cup. Oh,
no,
that'd be
no.
awesome.
So you've never been through it before. Maybe you should YouTube the thing.
What?
Maybe you should YouTube it.
No, I don't know. Fuck that.
I forgot. You've never, ever been through this. And someone was telling me the other day, they're like, I would never agree to that. I'm like, yeah, well, he doesn't know what he's getting himself into.
Should we
so.
Film it?
We can.
Will they let you bring a camera in there?
Maybe.
You might have to ask them that, like, hey, we do a podcast, and this is... He's never been tested before, and this is for the show. So, we're going to roll in there with, like, five deep, just cameras and boom mics and all...
No, well,
awesome.
we can do the video and then blur out your junk, I guess.
Oh, I don't give a shit. And we need you to sign this waiver, just in case. Well, thank you for that, Bob. You fucking
oh, hey.
Prick.
I also just find his, or find, found his wreck in Florida.
His what?
Zach. I Googled his name.
Oh, right, right.
And a bunch of things came up for it.
Oh, really? Like
yeah,
more than just his Twitter and
yeah.
his, the public jail roster?
Manatee County, Florida. News Archives. He was in a car wreck. back then. What is it?
So this isn't the first time he's had a problem.
I'm looking for something. Yeah.
MDS says a pee hole cam. That is not going to happen.
That'll totally happen.
Typhoon says one time I had a catheter shoved in my deck.
Okay.
Worst experience of my life. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If any doctor comes at me trying to put something in my pee hole, I will walk out with a smile, and they will have whatever that was in their butthole. That's all I'm saying.
That's rude.
Well, don't try and put things in my pee hole. It's exit only. Did you see the sign? I'll shave it into my pubes. I'll be like, exit only.
Oh, my God.
So, are you done talking about him?
That he was westbound on Palm View Road. Oh, okay.
I don't care about that.
He was in some crazy car accident
right,
down there.
Right, of course he was. So, I was, this is awesome. You know how I'm always talking about how people, like, see, when I'm at work, if you guys are new, I deliver water that you would see the 5-gallon jugs in your water offices or your offices or whatever. And people are always like, hot enough out here for you, or, you must be thirsty, and I'm like, that's so funny. Today, this is so awful. I'm at the VA clinic, right? And I pull up, and this guy is standing outside smoking a cigarette. Big, fat dude, no fucking teeth hardly, just like, he's seen some shit. Probably not even a veteran, just there for the free drugs or whatever. And so he comes up to me, and he looks at the truck, and I'm like, here it comes. And I'm getting my fucking ha-ha-ha-ha ready, right?
Yeah.
And he comes up, he's like, hey, that's a lot of water. You must be so thirsty when it's hot out like this. I'm like, that's so funny. I'm like, all day long, buddy, all day long. And I grab my shit, and I go in, and I come back out, and he's still standing out there. And he starts talking to me about, wow, every gallon of water weighs like 8.76 pounds. And first of all, I'm like, how the fuck do you even know that, you retard? And then he's like, so how much water or how much weight does that truck hold, man? That's a lot of weight. Like, making friends or something. I'm like, just... can you just leave me alone? It's like fucking 9 in the morning. And I'm not in the mood to talk to your fucking retarded ass. And I'm like, yeah, it holds a lot. I probably go through a couple tons a day. Just go fuck yourself, please. And I go back in, and I take my time now. I'm like, please be gone. Please be gone. And I come out, and he's still fucking there.
Of course.
And he starts telling me fucking blonde jokes. Like, hey, 1988 called, and it wants all of its blonde jokes back just told me.
That's just like I was out when I went out fishing by myself. There was like this old dude that came up with another old dude, and they're fishing next to me, and they had like nothing to say to me besides,
you know,
you caught anything, any luck, blah blah blah.
Yeah, and they have to say something.
I know,
because
right?
It's
I'm totally comfortable just chilling, doing my thing.
Well, right,
and stuff.
But most people they can't sit there in silence.
Oh,
like,
these guys could not. He started telling me jokes. He's like these little like. They were clean jokes, I guess you'd call them, or whatever.
And
I don't
know
what it was.
It's awesome that they have access to it now because of cell phones. People forward them the stupid jokes that, you know, were new on the internet when the internet was new, like,
yeah,
you know, 15 years ago. But they're just now getting it, so they're like, oh my God, this is so funny. I'm going to go on the road and tell these jokes because they're so funny.
But yeah, it was just like that. I'm like, really, dude? Just shut up and let me fish.
Like, I'm in my work uniform and shit, and I don't know if he's a veteran or not, and I'm delivering there, so I have to fucking laugh at him. He's like, I don't even remember.
You would still laugh because you're a pussy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because even if you weren't in your work uniform, and if you weren't,
I would have been like, you're
else,
a fucking
you would
idiot.
Not,
yes,
you would
not. I would have. I actually would
if
have.
If you were out fishing with me and like that dude was coming up telling us jokes and stuff.
Well, if they're just being nice and shit, but this guy was like seriously getting on my nerves. If they're just being nice, like, what? Don't be a fucking asshole to him. Just be like, okay, can you go away now?
That's
all.
Being an asshole.
Well, would, then do you just sit there and pretend to laugh? So then they're like, uh-huh. Oh, these are funny. And then they go to the next person and...
bother them and not you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But so he does that. And he tells me about five blonde jokes. And, like, he has the time to do this because when I load my truck up, I put jugs all along. Like, I fill the whole pickup part, right?
Yeah.
And then I put jugs along the outside of it, resting on the jugs that are in there. So I, you know, have more water because I usually run out on Thursdays and Fridays. So when I can't put them in the pickup part because there's still jugs in there. So I put them in the cab. And I have to shake the water out because the carpet will get all moldy. And I've already dealt with that and I've learned my lesson. So I'm sitting there and I have like six jugs to shake out. And this whole time I'm doing that, he's there telling me blonde jokes. And I'm like, God, I'm trying to shake them out quicker. But I'm like, I'd rather listen to your stupid blonde jokes than have mold in my truck. So right. Fuck me. And I get to the last one. And he ends with, hey... did you hear Obama's digging up the Rose Garden? And I'm like, what?
Huh?
The stadium? He's like, no, the Rose Garden in front of the White House. I'm like, why would he do that? And he's like, to put in a watermelon patch. Oh! And I'm like, oh, because he's a nigger. Oh! That's so funny, you fucking retard. You voted McCain, didn't you? And he's like, I'm not prejudiced. I hate everyone equally. I'm like, oh, fucking kill me now. It was the most, like, what if my girlfriend was black? Like, you don't know me. You don't know.
Oh, that was just the greatest at work because Mike, the dude Tipton or whatever I was talking about earlier, his wife is black and his kids are half black. And so we got this new employee in who wanted, or no, it was Wes, my hick neighbor dude I used to live next to. And he comes up, he's like, he's telling some black joke or whatever. And he's like, and Mike's like, you better watch your fucking mouth.
Like, that's funny because you fuck your sister. What? No, it's fine. We're laughing.
It was so great. Wes was like, whoa, you can't take a joke. My dude, his wife is black and so are his kids. He's like, oh, fuck.
Red Fox says you should have dropped it on his toe and say, oh, sorry. It slipped out of my hand. Just like, oops. So, and then I'm thinking, like, you must do that everywhere you fucking go, right? People right. that are like that all the fucking time. There's no off switch and shit. And going up to the water guy. Granted, the other company in the valley, there's only two, ours, and then the other one, like, they don't use pickup trucks. They have the big enclosed...
fucking vans.
Right, because they're a big
well,
corporation.
Well, they have one truck I've seen. Because, like, I see, there's a truck I've seen, because I see it go
right,
by,
but
and I'm
all,
like, oh, is that Matt? No, it's the other dude.
Oh, for our company?
No, for the other one.
Right, because all their shit's enclosed and stuff, because they're a big
they
corporation.
They have a truck.
Well, yeah, those are their service trucks, though. They
yeah,
don't
so, like,
I'm
and
saying,
it looks just like your truck, so it drives
right,
by, and I'm like, is that Matt?
No, I'm saying that their water delivery guy, they don't have just jugs all out in the open like that, so people can come up. But that's, like, do you go to Walmart, and the guy that's stocking toilet paper, do you go up to him and be like, boy, that's a lot of toilet paper, you must have to shit all the time? Like, it's the same thing. Do you just go to Costco, and you're just like... so many joke options, and then you explode, and I'm like, Jeffers Morning, you fucking faggot.
Oh my God.
So do me a favor, and just, if you live in a town that has a water guy, don't go up to him and make stupid jokes like that, because chances are he's dying a little bit inside every time that happens, and then it happens at least every day.
It's like the beer guy, where like, they're bringing in the hey, beer, and you're like, hey dude, my truck's over there.
I want to carry this bell around with me, and every time someone does a dumb joke like that,
I did that not thinking about it, and I was like, oh shit. He goes, yeah, I hear that like 30
I'm an
times
asshole.
A day.
That's so awesome.
I know, it was so great.
You can't just sit out there and see another human being and just smoke your cigarette and just not say anything. Like, that's what you, that's your go-to thing. And because we're in Montana, it's cool to crack black fucking watermelon Presidente jokes, you know? amazing. It blew me away that was like, it was like I was at a stand-up show right there. That was just, he was reading out of the book of Yo Mama jokes or something. That's and great. I'm just like, yay.
Like Bill Cosby's Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah,
like,
or so... the Snaps book. I used to have those when I was a kid. Me and my friend had them, and we would like dig through them at night when we were at home, you know, and we'd find, you know, like 5 or 10 really good ones, and then we'd memorize them for the next morning, and we get to school, and they always had the doors locked in the morning, so we all had to wait out there till 8:15, and of course, everyone's mom worked in the morning, so we'd get there like 40 minutes early, so we all just sit there, so we start bringing, you know, we'd memorize these jokes and shit, and we'd just get there and just be like, yo mama is so fat, and just like back and forth and shit, but that was when I was like 14, dude. Like,
I know.
You're 60 something. I'm 28. Like, what the fuck?
Can't you just be like, yeah, nice weather?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just fucking, I was not pleased about it. But I was like, cool, thanks. Now I have something to talk about on my fucking podcast, you faggot. You fat fuck. What's funny to me is the fact that you're like 200 pounds overweight and missing all your teeth. And
right.
Your heart is probably dying every joke that you tell.
Right.
You might want to save that breath and tell your wife, if you have one, that you love her or something.
Anyway.
We had a cool lightning storm last night.
We did.
Which
was super cool.
It reminded me of Independence Day. How, like, they started getting those weird lightning storms, and that's where the UFOs were and shit. Because there was this one big cloud coming in, and there was lightning, but it was only in that one cloud.
And
it
that
was,
one I've, cloud was white, and all the other ones were gray.
I've never seen that before here.
Like I said, it looked like a brain firing off synapses and shit.
That's what it looked like to me. It totally did. It was just...
And it was constant. It wasn't like, it strikes it was here, about, 5 minutes later it strikes there. No, it was like, strike. Strike.
Yeah, it was about every 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Or so. It was really, and that's why I was like, that's so weird. Like, is some shit about to go down?
I know.
Is there one of these
storm?
Is there one of these clouds above the White House? Because
it didn't storm last night or anything.
No, it moved that way, but.
Oh, it was raining up at my mom and dad's house today.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well. It stormed somewhere close to here.
We got another email here. This one's from Johnny from Tucson, johntuller.com. He does a little podcast called Johnny on the Spot. What?
Something about Johnny on the Spot. Okay.
I'm Johnny on the Spot. No, all right. He's Johnny on the Spot.
He does his show on live video.
Oh, do you watch it?
Okay, well, I try to, because when I get on...
Except live video is a big piece of slut.
No, it's not that. It's just he's always listed as on air.
Always. Like
24/7? Yeah, and I go to click on it, and it's like, sorry, we are not broadcasting right now. And I'm like, motherfuck!
Why is it always
every time,
on
I
air?
Don't know.
That's
I
weird.
I have no idea.
Because live video is a big piece of slut.
It says, like, broadcasting 23 hours and shit. I don't even click on it when it says that shit. But, like, it's aggravating. I'm like, I want to see.
And I love these emails. I get them from him every now and then. The subject line, I'm high. I'm like, this is going to be good.
Nice.
Hi, I'm pretty high, but I think you are used to talking high and know what it's like. Absolutely. Hopefully you're reading this high and it being written high won't make it extra hard to read. Maybe it will be two negatives, except weed isn't a negative, it's a positive. And two positives equal a positive two. He almost got stuck in the never-ending loop.
Oh,
I've
my
been
God.
There, dude. Like, and it's a positive, and then that's another positive, and that makes a positive, and then you have that positive, and then you add, oh, fuck, and then your head explodes. I've been sleepy and having dreams.
Jeffers morning.
It is funny. Oh,
and like
I love
it
that.
When the fat dude or whatever, they get those teddy bears that are supposed to relieve stress and shit, and they're like, squeeze their ears, they'll say something cool. And the fat guy that keeps, like, you know, having to pull the trigger on his gun every day, he goes to grab the ear, and it says, like, what a wonderful day it is, or something like that. And he just looks at it, and then turns
and
to the other dude and goes,
and then he explodes!
It was so great. They made these things so you don't explode, and you explode because you heard it.
That's so awesome. Maybe he forgot to pull the trigger. I don't know. So, anyways... I heard this idea on How Stuff Works podcast, and I thought I would present it to you since you talk about odd shit like this. I don't know how somebody thought of this. Probably high.
Probably.
Probably. Picture, if you will.
Okay.
A disease.
HPV. Cool.
Sure. Got okay. It. A disease that was super contagious.
HPV. Okay.
But had no effects on Matt. No. But had no effects on anyone except one person. Matt's girlfriend.
Weird.
No. Had no effects on anyone except one person. If the one person caught the disease, it would be fatal. So far, so good?
Got it.
Okay. So we could collect Bin Laden's DNA, as in Osama Bin Laden, and make it a deadly virus that only affects him. Then fly a crop-dusting plane over Kalispell. The virus is caught by Danny. Danny then gives one of the BJs she owes to Matt, in parenthesis, unless he bet them all, which Matt's smarter than that. He'd have at least 20 left, at least. I don't bet all of them. By the way, I'm going to need one of those tonight.
I fucking give you one every night.
No! You... Okay. I think you were mistaken on what a BJ is. BJ is... I don't do any work. I sit back, you suck me off, start to finish, semen in your mouth, go spit it out or swallow it. That's a BJ. A BJ is not, while I'm eating you out, you're sucking my cock. No, that is not a BJ. So
then you'll never get one.
Then I'll take them out of your ass or something. Because you owe me, like, 100 and something.
I'd never agreed to it at all.
I'll delete the Beetlejuice episodes.
That's I know right. How to work your torrents. I'll get it again.
I'll block it from the router, and I'll change the password. Suck on these nuts.
Why would you do that?
Because you owe me blowjobs,
I'm not
and
getting...
you are not making good on your deal. That's why.
You are
anyway.
Aggravating as fuck when
suck
it comes to blowjobs. I suck your dick all the time.
While I'm eating you out.
It's because I want something, too.
Well, we can't
I don't like
skip.
Just giving you blowjobs. It's boring. And I suck dick better when I'm getting ate out.
I wouldn't know. Anyway, the virus is caught by Danny, right? Then she gives one of the BJs. Now Matt is infected, of course. Matt goes and sleeps with a bunch of slutty hoe bags and lot lizards. Now they all have it too, but remember, they show no symptoms, so it's all good for them. The lot lizards then sleep with a bunch of truckers. The truckers then lose their truck jobs and join the army. No problem. They go to Iraq and sleep with some Iraqi women. The Iraqi women sleep with Bin Laden and boom! He's dead. See? Or...
It all starts with me.
Or we could just drop it on Iraqis and kill Bin Laden real fast. Infect as many people as we can. Parents can have Bin Laden parties for their kids, like chickenpox parties. That's the great thing about America. You can kill whoever you want.
Wow.
Anyways, I think WordPress took a dump on me. I'm retooling my show. Hopefully I'll create some new content as soon as I move in to this new place I'm moving into. Johnny from Tucson.
Thank you, Johnny from Tucson.
But that is kind of crazy that, like, you could... That's how it would work, too. Instead of just going right to the source and being like that, we would totally, like, implant it in one
drop
person.
It somewhere here.
Yeah, and let it spread that way, because that's just how the government works.
Mm-hmm.
If that was his point, I don't fucking really know.
I don't know.
So, I got...
That was your space filler.
That's how you fill dead air. That's my girl. So, as you guys may or may not know, every now and then when there's something interesting, we like to read the newsletters I get from the MPP, Marijuana Policy Project, or MPP.org. And I found this very interesting, because we're all about, you know, legalized weed. Who gives a shit? It doesn't hurt you like they think. It doesn't make you go nuts like they said it did. Like, it's, well, you're fucking nuts anyways, so. If you're nuts, maybe not a good idea to smoke weed.
No.
You and him to both. Just,
what?
You can't handle your pot. She says, I've been listening, and she says that she has smoked weed. She smokes weed, you know, every now and then, but she's never left her house while high. She gets all introverted and just, like, wants to either be, like, one-on-one or just by herself. Well, and I think that's how you would get. Your mind would start going to this weird place, and you wouldn't know what to do with your arms and your legs, and you'd just get all awkward and be like, eh, I wish I wasn't stoned now.
No,
just chill. Just fucking chill.
When I was in high school and stuff, it was no big deal. I go to school stoned all the time, and it wasn't a big deal.
I go to school on acid. Suck on those nuts.
I didn't do that, but...
And I'm still smarts up here.
Smarts. I'm still smarts.
I got big brains.
I got big brains.
I got big arms.
No, but, you know, in high school, it was no big deal. But then, like, after a while, I don't know, I just kind of got in a routine. Like, I'd smoke and...
Yeah,
eat and
that,
sleep and smoke.
That's
and eat and
why
sleep and-
I like to give it a break every now and then. It was like when I was doing pills. Like, it started out really awesome and fun. And then it got to be just the same thing. Like, I'd get really high, and then I'd just pass the fuck out. And then I'd be like, huh, I don't remember anything from that day. Which is cool if you're having a shitty day and you just want it to, like, go away. Then that's totally cool. But, you know, if you're trying to do things like a show or write a hip-hop album, it's not maybe not the best drug for you to be doing at the time.
So. Yeah. Well, like, I take breaks. Like, I took a break or whatever after high school. It's like, I'm not going to smoke pot. I know it's so
hot in here.
I'm, like, licking my hair. It's, like, sticking up because of the sweat.
But it's like 11:40 p.m. and I'm sweating my balls off.
I know, last night I contemplated not having sex because it was so hot. I'm like, that's why I was sitting there laying on your chest going, motherfuck.
That sucks when it's too hot to fuck.
I remember that time you just, you're like no.
I've heard that Dead Kennedy song, Too Drunk to Fuck. But too hot to fuck? Like, come on, man. That sucks.
Yeah. But,
that sucks.
After high school and stuff, I took like 2 years and I didn't smoke any pot. No, nothing. And then I went back and tried to smoke again.
It hit you hard.
No good.
No good.
No good.
What happens?
Fucking, I don't remember.
No medicinal value or what?
No, like my dad was like, here, let's get stoned. And I'm
oh,
like,
your
okay.
Dad puffs tough.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Puffs he's a tough. Champ. After he got rid of that city job he had in Florida, he's like, I don't get randomly drug tested anymore. Sweet.
Party
and
time.
I never knew how much of a fucking pothead my dad was.
Oh,
but
fuck
wow.
Yeah. My dad was the same way.
Yeah, but like...
It was weird selling drugs to your dad at first until he starts selling them to you, and then it's like, oh, okay, I guess.
Okay, cool.
I'll trade you. You want my pot? I'll take your morphine. No big deal. I'm 15. It's cool. Thanks,
Jesus
Dad. That's why you died at 50, Dad. Because you got me hooked on pain pills, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Anyway, he got me stoned. Or, like, he was the only one and still is the only one to this day that'll actually get me to smoke. And he's like, damn.
I'll get you a smoke.
No, you will not.
I'll wait till you're asleep and I'll blow a bunch of pot smoke in a balloon. And
I was
I'll just
with
put
a guy,
the fucker on your head.
I was with a guy for four
like,
years and
breathe,
I never he never got me to smoke.
Breathe deep. He wasn't as conniving as I am.
No, my dad just does that shit. And he, like, I'll be sleeping on the couch and he'll just walk up and... right in my face, and I was like, what the fuck? He's right. Like, well, you're already contact high, might as well smoke.
Thanks, Dad.
No, I remember the last time I got, or the first time I got high after taking that break, we were sitting in the kitchen, and I was smoking a cigarette, and I was really fucking high, and my dad was really
high?
High, like, real super
you remember that movie?
High, yeah.
And, I like that soundtrack.
We were just sitting there, and it was all quiet, and... I remember him going, he just looks at me, and I'm like, what? You know, like, what do you want? And I keep smoking my cigarette. He's like, can you not smile? I'm like, uh-uh.
Must smile now.
I know, and he's like, hey. I'm like, what? He goes, and dude, I had to run right away in the living room and like... buried my head in the
help
couch
me,
and
Mom.
Cried and like I
wow you cried
I couldn't stop laughing
that's awesome
yeah it was horrible I my mom like, was like what did you do to her
what did you do to our daughter parent parental unit
my dad just comes up he keeps making me laugh he's like can you stop laughing can
hey,
you stop laughing
do you hear that
what?
What's that? Oh, that's the CPS coming to take your daughter away, you fucking pothead.
It was great, though.
No, that's cool. I'd rather, you know, if you're a parent, it's better that you do that than put, like, oh, I don't know, say vodka in your baby's bottle or something. pot smoke, much nicer for them. If you're, I'm just saying, if your baby's crying and won't go to sleep, it's, you know, it's that.
It's
and
like
then
your dog high.
If that doesn't work, then you go to the duct tape. But
that's what I used to do with my puppy. She wouldn't sleep, and I'd be like, "Dad, blow smoke in her face."
So anyway, Obama appointed a new drug czar. And apparently, we thought Obama had, you know, his shit together. He was all about getting weed legalized and all that stuff. He totally effed up. Obama's drug czar declares marijuana has no medical value. Like, oh, okay, drug czar. Go ahead and just rewrite everything all of our actual scientists and researchers have just stated that it actually
it's
does.
Like, wait, wait, it's like, hey, let's not do that and let's blow up the moon instead.
Let's blow up the moon. Yeah. Wait, can we use our nukes?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck all right. Yeah. All
what
right.
The scientists say? I don't care. I like blowing up the moon better.
Quote, marijuana is dangerous and has no medicinal benefit. White House drug czar Gil Kerlikowski. Wow. Nice last name, dude. He said that at a Fresno, California press conference. Not again. In fact, and it's getting a little tiresome to keep repeating it, I agree, MPP. The esteemed Institute of Medicine, American Nurses Association, American Public Health Association, American Academy of HIV Medicine, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Lymphoma Foundation of America, American Academy of HIV Medicine, and dozens of other medical organizations recognize marijuana's medical value. What's more, President Obama's own statements on the campaign trail about marijuana's medical efficacy run counter to his new drug czar statements. What
so he
happened?
Said something and said another?
Oh, get out of here. He lied?
Is he dumb?
I don't, maybe he didn't know. I don't know.
Is
I'm
he just
saying,
fucking retarded? Like,
why would you, if your campaign trail, and granted, they don't, Red Fox says, that'll get rid of pot.
Pot needs
the
moon
to survive. Wow. Moon pies, maybe. But yeah, like, you can't... I mean, politicians do it all the fucking time. This is one of the reasons I don't vote, because you never know. You don't fucking know unless you hook them up to a fucking lie detector test right then and there. Like, you don't fucking know. They always say one thing and do another just to get your votes. But Obama seemed pretty sincere in it, and he had good reason. We're in a huge deficit. California, for one, has big-time negative money, way more than I do. Big-time negative money. Marijuana was going to totally... That was their fucking... That doubled their number two and number three cash crops. Like, you add those legal things together and then double it? That's what pot could bring in for you if you taxed it and legalized it.
I know, but, right? And that's so fucking
ridiculous.
So
he was
going
to do that. And then he hires this fucking jack fuck, and he's like, oh, marijuana is dangerous. What? Have you seen our fatality rates page, you faggot douche?
Probably
fuck?
Not.
No offense to gays, but fuck. I just said butt fuck. Sorry. I apologize. But, like, seriously. I mean, that is so effed. No, it's how can you say it's dangerous? I fucking hate that. And I feel the MPP's pain. They started off saying it is getting a little tiresome because they repeat this all the fucking time. All of these different organizations and recognized health medical people are like, yo, our patients all smoke weed and they are A-okay. They are great. They are actually better than the ones that are not smoking weed. And then this faggot comes in. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say faggot. This douche fuck comes in and is like, it's dangerous and has no medicinal benefit. Like, he's done his own fucking studies. I'm sure.
I think we're allowed to say faggot.
Well, right, but I feel bad when talking about this because I'm being serious here. I'm not, like, making jokes.
My brother calls
like,
people faggots.
Well, it's because your brother is a faggot. Damn it, see? He's a homosexual.
No, he's a fag.
Is he?
He's gay.
Cigarettes are fags.
He's a butt fucker. He's a butt pirate. A cum dumpster.
I think your brother's like the gay, the only gay in the village on Little Britain. Like, he's gay until another gay comes in and then he's like,
No, seriously, he dumped his boyfriend. I can't remember his
if
name.
If I mention how hot it is in here.
Yeah, my ass is sweating.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a sweet sweat thong by the time this show is done.
But he had a boyfriend once, and he dumped him.
Once when he was, like, seven?
No, I'm just saying. This one boyfriend he had, he came home. He's like, so I had to break up with, what's-his-face? And I'm like, well, why? And he's
because, like, he didn't suck my dick. Take a lesson from that.
He goes,
bitch.
You know, this is going to sound really weird. Shut the fuck up. He's like, this is going to sound really weird. And I'm like, what? He goes, he was just too fucking gay. He's like, he was a fucking, like,
oh, he was flamboyant.
He was fruity, flaming gay. Like,
yeah, see,
hello.
Your brother, like, you wouldn't know. I mean, some of the things he says, like, when he comes over and he's like, oh, hey, sexy. Like,
well, he's just playing with
you. Well, and I understand that. That's why I don't punch him in the face. I might let him suck me off one of these nights, but that's besides the point. Like, he's not. What? He's not flamboyantly flaming gay. Like,
no,
some of
you
these
wouldn't
things.
Notice unless you saw him.
And that's cool.
A dude.
Like, be a queer. I don't give a shit. Obviously.
But
I'll let him stay
I like
the night
gay people
here.
Like that a lot better than I like them. Hey, how you doing?
I lock the bedroom door when I do it, but I let him
some
stay.
Some flamboyant
here.
People are cool, though. But this kid that he was with looked like the kid's face was, like, painted on, and, like, he was very girly.
Yeah. Like, leave Brandon alone.
Mikey was just, like, he had a tight asshole, and I could only deal with it for so long. What do you want?
Anyway, so we need to, this goes on and says, we need to stop this in its tracks. Would you please speak out against this ridiculous, outdated argument? And then if you guys sign up to these newsletters, it's kind of cool. There's a lot of stuff you can do that actually does help. Please use MPP's Online Action Center to email the president about the Drug Czar statement, and they have all this stuff for you. They know how lazy stoners are. Like, all you have to do is click and then put your name in and shit, and it'll send it to the president. Like, done and done. Or you can call the Drug Czar's office at 202-395-6700 to politely keep this in mind. You have to be polite. You can't go on there and be like, you dick-sucking faggot pot is good. Woo! Stoners rule! You drool! Like, no. That's not gonna help. Trust me. No, I've done it. It doesn't help. But if you're gonna, you know, if you're serious about this, and this can get done if enough people get behind it, for sure. 202-395-6700. Politely complain that we're still hearing this sort of nonsense. We need to make sure the Drug Czar receives the message loud and clear that, hey.
Yeah?
Hey Drug Czar douche.
What's up?
Don't call him that, but hey.
What's up?
The anti-science Bush era, that was over.
When did that happen?
Before Obama got elected.
When was that?
This year? January,
what
maybe?
What year is it?
So, that's over. Okay, we actually use science in this administration, so quit being a fucking douche. And just legalize pot, please. So.
It's so fucking hot.
I know.
Oh my god.
So then, speaking of this douche fucking Drug Czar, check this shit out. This one is called Outlaw Mother's Milk, says Drug Czar. Are you a mother?
No.
Do you have milk? Not
no.
you. Obviously not you, Dyke. Mother.
You fag.
After declaring.
Who likes a pinky in their butt?
This guy.
You fag.
What is that? Hey, men have things that make them come in their buttholes. Gay guys figured that out. I don't want a whole penis in there. But if I'm in control of, like, you know, you, pinky's so small.
You're just calling me a dyke because my haircut, so you know
well,
what?
Well, it's because you remind me of my little boy. You're my, who's my little boy?
Not
you're my little
me.
Boy. Buddy Christ
are you a,
agrees.
Are you a gay pedophile? Is that
no.
what?
What?
Yes.
You're just my little guy.
You like stuff in your butt. You're a fag. And I'm
have
not
you
a
ever
dyke.
Put stuff in my butt?
No.
Because I don't trust you. Because you're a dude. Kinda. You have a sweet vagina, though. After declaring on Wednesday in Fresno that, quote, marijuana is dangerous and has no medicinal benefit. Whoa, we just read that. Gil Kerlubba, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, said the next target will be the biggest gateway drug of all. What do you think? It's not pot, because he's already handled that, right? Pot right. is dangerous and has no medicinal benefit. What do you think the next biggest gateway drug
cocaine.
Of all? No, it's white,
damn.
But it's not cocaine.
It's white, but it's not cocaine.
Yeah, Red Fox, you can call in anytime, man. 462-44687. It's white, but not cocaine. It's not semen, because I see that look in your eyes. What do you think?
Is it something you snort?
You could, I guess.
I don't fucking know. Why.
Mother's milk!
Ew.
The what? Next target of our nation's new drug czar is mother's milk. Is it April 1st? What's today?
July something.
Okay, so what are you fucking doing, Gil?
Outlawing Gil. Mother's milk. So, like, if someone drinks breast milk, are they going to get high?
No, but it's a gateway drug.
Man. Does it get you high?
No, but it's a gateway drug.
A drug gets you high.
I just got done sucking on a titty, and I want to smoke crack right now. I want some crack. Show me the crack now. I want crack. I almost just punched myself in the balls. Oh, that's amazing. Where did you find this guy, Obama? Fuck. While ramping up efforts to ensure that no human suffering can be relieved by doctors prescribing marijuana, Kerblablabla said his office will soon begin two new initiatives. First, to outlaw breastfeeding and baby formula. And then, a campaign to urge teenagers to avoid marijuana by increasing their use of alcohol and tobacco. Two things that kill people way more than pot. But hey, pot is dangerous and has no medicinal effects. Yes, call your live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Oh, so this is, I actually heard this point on another podcast. It's a political thing. But
God damn it. God damn it.
The federal government is banning pot because they think that it's bad and whatever. But the states are more for this now because they're seeing it as a tax benefit.
Exactly, because so all the states are in debt. They need help.
But the federal law trumps state law, and so it's going to be this huge back and forth, and who's going to win?
It only does it, though, if you really, like, put yourself out there on their radar. If you do it, you know, not really hush-hush, but do it quietly and be smart about it, I'm sure it'll be okay. But as soon as you're out there like, we're selling, you know, pounds and pounds of pot, then yeah.
And the guy mentioned that this is very similar to the segregation laws from the 60s where the states were for the segregation, but the national government is saying, you can't do this. And you had police forces battling each other for these laws.
There's so much money to be made. And the states, the governors and whatnot of most of the states are recognizing that. And even Obama, like I just read from the MPP thing, on the campaign trail, he was all about it. And then he goes and hires this guy. Why did he do that? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I had no idea.
It seems very counterproductive to me.
Yeah.
Against the
scientific consensus.
Yeah, that's what we have to go on. I mean, you can't go on what God tells you with this stuff. I mean, I guess you could. Some of them do. They're like, he gave us all the crops, and I'll give him that. Sure. That's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Do you have anything else to add?
Not really.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yep, have a great show.
All right, holla back.
Bye.
I'm
amazing.
Melting.
Let's just kill people.
All
fuck
right.
it. You avoid marijuana. Hey, teenagers, give me that joint. Here's a beer. Much better for you. But beer will make me get a DUI and fuck my liver up. Pot doesn't actually do any of that
to me.
Right, but no, pot's dangerous and evil. Like, where do you get this from? Are you living back in, like, the 1920s? Amazing to me. Quote, it is the strong belief of the current White House office that the Bush administration's opposition to so-called science was well-founded, Karibla said. We will soon publish evidence that gravity is a myth, water runs uphill, and hot air actually does not rise.
Fuck are these people?
I'm interested in that. Because, man, that's fucking science right there. Holy Christ.
This is retarded.
It is. It's amazing. And this guy makes bank to fucking do this. You know? Like, he's making some serious money. The White House drug czar? He makes some bank, dude. And that is so effed. I'm so mad. Excuse me. Quote, we're also re-examining dubious and ridiculous claims that the Earth allegedly revolves around the sun, said Kerbebe, known affectionately as the drug czar. I heard that. Did you hear that yet?
What?
The Earth is actually the center of the universe, and the sun and all the other planets revolve around us. This guy in particular, they're all revolving around him. Wow, dude.
Wow. Yeah. No. That's not right.
Excuse me, I'm not done yet. Contrary to popular opinion and centuries of scientific evidence, we know. We fucking know. The Earth, it's flat.
Dude, you can't say that when you go out into space.
No.
Like, you have cameras that come back and it's a big ball.
That's because space-time distorts it. It is flat.
No.
Yes.
It's have a you big ever ball.
Driven, have you ever driven down the road? It's flat, dude. For as long as the eye can see, that shit is flat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What about when you drive uphill?
Furthermore, the moisture that some call rainfall, you know what that is?
What?
It's God's tears.
Holy fuck.
I'm kind of drunk.
I can tell.
A reporter pointed out to the drug dictator that marijuana has been found to have many medicinal uses by the Institute of Medicine, American Nurses Association, American Public Health Association, American, all those places I read off before. Quote, poppycock and balderdash, the drug czar sputtered. Who are you going to believe? Me? A lifetime cop? Or a bunch of wimpy doctors and nurses and pennywaist scientists in frilly white lab coats?
Did they really say
asked
that?
Asked Kirill Chlovsky.
Oh my God.
Who was the Seattle police chief before being named as drug despot by the president. Quote, all patriotic, red-blooded Americans should ignore the medical research of the federal government and the private sector. Hey, do you love America?
Not really.
Then, oh. Answer yes. Hey.
Sure.
You. God damn it. Asked why the drug tyrant would recommend teenagers should use more alcohol and tobacco, Caruello said he believes marijuana must be stamped out at any cost.
If tobacco that doesn't get me high.
If that cost is our teenagers' lungs and livers and drunk driving tickets and killing people, then so be it. 'Tis God's will. And you'll know that we did the right thing. You know how we'll know? Because it'll rain. And you know what that rain is? It's God's tears. And the tears of the angels. What a... Your drug guy is nuts, dude! I would be interested to see what's in his medicine cabinet.
Right?
I am very interested now. What a fucking weirdo. Quote, yes, it's true that each year hundreds of thousands of Americans die from using alcohol and tobacco, and no one has ever died of an overdose of marijuana, Carol said. But if you factor out drunk driving auto accidents, hardly any of those dying from alcohol and tobacco are teenagers. It's mostly middle-aged and older people, and hell, they were gonna die eventually anyway.
But you
end
know what?
Quote.
The reason why they didn't die as teenagers is because they started smoking when they were teenagers.
Guess what?
What?
You know what those teenagers turn into?
Adults.
Middle-aged and older people!
Right.
Oh my God! You've blown my mind. This guy is nuts. This, I would be very afraid right now. That this guy is in the position of power that I'm not even kidding. Like, seriously, if you run a pot club or anything like that, I would be very afraid of this man because he is cuckoo. He is insane in the membrane. Whee! Insane in the brain.
Went insane. Whee! Got no brain.
No, this guy is fucking nuts, dude. And he amazing. Asked about widespread efforts in many states to legalize or decriminalize marijuana and to tax it, Coalesce told a reporter from the Fresno Bee, quote, legalization is not in the president's vocabulary, and it's not in mine. You know why that is? Because you're retarded.
Oh, my God.
Coalesce added that other words not in his vocabulary include compassion, pain and suffering, the scientific method, and evidence. Oh, that sucks.
That does.
You just took us back like 50 years. We might as well all go shoot up needles filled with the bubonic plague, because that's what's going to fucking happen. That is sad.
Are you done with this yet?
With what?
This story? Whole thing. Yeah.
That story? Yeah, I'm done with that.
Can we go smoke? It is so fucking hot. I can't help it, man.
Are we done?
What are you doing? No, we're not done.
It's an hour. Are you done, or do you just want to take a break?
I just want to take a break so I can go get the sweat off my ass.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I need to fucking get out of here. Or do you want to save the rest for tomorrow? No, we'll take a break. I got a few more things to talk about, so...
I want to go through that. Those things your kids won't know about.
Okay, yeah, we'll take a break, and then we'll be right back. In the meantime...
Ask some teens.
Listen to this. Some of it. Listen to this. Okay. We'll be right back. She's hot and I'm drunk. Woo! Okay, then.
Right.
Oh. Red Fox says, I got that info from Dan Carlin's Common Sense. I guess that was the podcast. It's a pretty good political podcast. He's not on one side or the other and explains his points really well. Definitely listen to the most recent episode of his to get the lowdown about pot laws. Yeah, I'll do that. Is that... That's not Dan... What was his name? George Carlin. Is he related to George Carlin? Or is that just a coincidence?
I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway. I got a couple more things, then we will probably call it a night. Because we are going to do a show tomorrow to give us that extra episode to make number 250 land on September 25th.
Right.
Which will be happening here live in Kalispell, Montana. The venue is to be announced as soon as I find a place. Which will be soon. So... Could you survive without money?
Probably not.
I think I could. Here, I think you could do it a lot easier than in like an urban...
In a city.
Right. Because, I mean, you could if you panhandled, but then you're getting money. So
yeah.
If you actually had to take it back to, you know, the Indian days, living off the land, you could definitely do that here.
Yeah.
I've known people that have been on the run from the law for one reason or another, and they've just, you know, gone to the Bob Marshall, say. The Bob Marshall Wilderness, huge fucking wilderness area out here. You can live off the land. If you go in deep enough, you pretty much have to have a horse or just hike it.
Well, I mean, like,
once you get there, you cut down trees, you build yourself, you know, you take care. When you get to that point, you go back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The
yeah.
very first being food, water, shelter, basic human needs. You're past the point of, oh, I need a car, I need a job. None of that shit. You are taking care of the most basic of human necessities, survival.
I'm pretty fucking good at fishing and hunting.
You need those bare necessities, those simple bare necessities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so meet the guy who does. In Utah, a modern-day caveman has lived for the better part of a decade on $0 a day. People used to think he was crazy. Daniel Suelo lives in a cave. Unlike the average American, wallowing in credit card debt, clinging to a mortgage and a shitty fucking marriage with kids he fucking hates, terrified of the next downsizing at the office, he isn't worried about the economic crisis. That's because he figured out that the best way to stay solvent is to never be solvent in the first place.
That works.
So what drives a man to do this? Is it just curiosity? Like, hey, could I do this? If the world got to a shitty fucking spot, could I survive? You know? If everything got wiped out, say, all our fucking banks and all of our produce and everything. If we got taken back to zero, could you survive?
I think I could.
I think the majority of people could not. They're so dependent on their everyday fucking conveniences that if you gave them a stick and some hemp or whatever you had to make, you know, something to fish with, would you be able to do it? Most people could not, I don't think. I think they would die.
I'm a pretty fucking good fisherman, so I think I got that on lockdown.
Right, but I'm saying most people don't. They fish on fishing charters that they pay thousands of dollars for, and the guy rigs up their line and casts it for him and then hands him the pole, and when they get a bite, they have to hand it back to him because they don't know what
I've
the
fuck.
I've
been offered to go on fishing charters for free, and I refuse.
My eye is shedding. It's eyelashes. Into my eyeball.
Wow. But okay. Yeah, I refuse to go on them because of that reason.
I peed outside, by the way.
All over the porch.
Here we go, Mez says, yes, form houses of trees and moss, hunt animals for food, Fallout 3 style. Exactly. You would know, like, I can eat grubs. If it came down to it, my first choice is going to be rabbits or deer or people, but, you know, if I have to, I think I would have a harder time because I'm so used to not eating vegetation and shit. And when I eat it, it makes me vomit. So, but I think there's enough meat, I'd be okay. And I would eat fish before I ate vegetables. Definitely.
Fish is good for you.
I don't like fish. That's the thing. But I really, fish won't make me throw up like vegetables. Like literally, if I eat that, it makes me vomit. Like I, my body does not handle it well.
So how do you eat mushrooms?
I grind it up. But before I learned this, I would take a fruit roll-up and make what I like to call the tripo burrito. And you take mushrooms and you put them in a fruit roll-up and you roll it up into a burrito. And then you just eat that. But then I ended up just mostly trying to swallow it whole and then choking on it. So then I learned if you take a coffee grinder and you take dried mushrooms, the kind that get you high, by the way.
Right.
And you grind that shit up into a powder, put that into little pieces of fruit roll-up, like a little pill, and then swallow that. Once your body digests the fruit roll-up part, the mushroom powder absorbs into your intestines, into your blood, hits your brain.
Why don't you just put it on pizza and eat it?
So, well, I used to do that also. But we learned that... cutting up the mushrooms, like getting them into a powder, mm-hmm. it hits you way faster and way harder because your body doesn't have to break down the whole mushroom. It's already in a powder. It absorbs into your body quicker, and you get so much fucking higher. Holy.
You ever try snorting it?
No.
Just out of curiosity?
That's silly.
It's like kids snorting pixie sticks.
Now you're being silly. Have you ever tried to shoot it? No, that's stupid. I've made mushroom tea and then shot that, and that fuck... No, I'm totally kidding. I've never done that. I've made tea and drank it, but not. It's not as good. You gotta grind it up into a powder, put that into either those empty pill capsules or a fruit roll-up, and do it that way. Hmm. But anyway, what? How the fuck did that come up?
Because you were saying you can't eat vegetation.
Right, I can't eat
vegetables.
And see, and I know that if I eat just normal fruits and vegetables, what do I get out of it? Fucking nothing. If I eat shrooms, I'm gonna fucking trip my balls off.
You get vitamins and stuff?
I got Skittles and Starburst for that, bitch. I don't need
There's no vitamins in that.
I eat meat. Meat eats vegetables, okay? I'm a carnivore. You're a herbivore. I would eat you. If we were dinosaurs, I would eat you. Well, then you're an omnivore.
Thank you.
I would still eat you because I'm a predator.
But I
you're
would still
prey.
Kick your ass because
you're the
I'm
prey.
Awesome.
I'm the predator. You'd play no. possum and I would swallow you whole with my gigantic Allosaurus teeth.
Allosaurus.
That's right.
Okay.
So, 9 years ago in the autumn of 2000, Suelo decided to stop using money. He just quit it like a bad drug habit. Well, you don't just quit a bad drug habit. You have to wean yourself off. And there are many bumps along the way, trust me.
Right.
You don't just quit it.
Obviously.
His dwelling, hidden high in a canyon... in a canyon lined with waterfalls, is an hour by foot from the desert town of Moab, Utah, where people who know him are of two minds.
Moab.
They have... back in the day when I used to read mountain bike magazines, Moab was like the shit. That was where... mountain bikers went when they died. That was heaven. Fucking Moab. The slick rocks and all that. Oh, amazing. M-O-A-B. Moab.
You've never seen Dune, right?
You've never seen literature, have you? You illiterate fuck.
I'm trying to make a movie pun and you don't get it because you haven't seen the movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. Never seen Dune. Is it good?
Yes.
Is it better than Visioneer?
Yes.
Jeffers Morning.
And it's way better than Transformers 2.
Oh, well, our fucking first attempt at making a porno
See?
Was way better.
Here we go, Mez, whatever the fuck that says.
Yeah.
Dune is the shit.
Really?
Yeah. Right,
well, maybe so I'll have to watch that.
You gotta
so
watch
better.
The original.
What do you mean?
There's two different versions. They remade it. You can watch the original first and then watch the new version and see which one you like better. I still like the original better.
Is the book better than both of them?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll just fucking read the book. After, I think, I'm
they
just...
They did do very good with the original movie, though. It's like, to the book.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
it's very
rare.
Good.
That's rare.
That's why the movie's, like, extremely fucking long, so, yeah.
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
He's either a Latter-day prophet or an irredeemable hobo. Suelo's blog, which he maintains free at the Moab Public Library, suggests that he's both. Quote, "When I lived with money, I was always lacking," he writes. "Money represents lack. Money represents things in the past, debt, and things in the future, credit. But money never represents what is present." Unless it's like, you know, a Christmas present, then...
Right.
On a warm day in early spring, I clamber along a set of red rock cliffs to the mouth of his cave, where I find a note signed with a smiley face. "Chris, feel free to use anything. Eat anything. Nothing here is mine." From the outside, the place looks like a hollowed teardrop, about the size of an Amtrak bathroom, with enough space for a few pots that hang from the ceiling, a stove under a stone eave, big buckets full of beans and rice, a bed of blankets in the dirt, and not much else. Suelo's been here for 3 years, and it smells like it. That's pretty crazy. There's more. I'm not going to read any more of it, but I'll post it in the show notes, the whole thing. But that's kind of interesting that there's... I always thought of that, you know, like, if it came down to it, could you survive? You know,
I've had this conversation with my dad and stuff before, and
a lot of people
come to the conclusion that we could.
Were you? Oh yeah, and like at my mom's house, we could for sure.
Yeah,
but a lot of people couldn't. You know, and here in Montana, I think the majority of people that live here could, unless they are from California and they recently moved here. Mm-hmm. But the locals and people like me that have been here for over 10 years, we could for sure, no problem.
Not even the locals. I mean, I'm not local or anything.
But you come from a fishing background, and you can live off the land more than these people that, like, what are they called? The snowbirds. They could not.
Wait.
The people that live here in the summertime and leave in the winter, they're called snowbirds.
You mean those fucks I hated in Florida?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The people
like, are you serious? Get out of my fucking way! Beep, beep, beep!
They live here. They live here in the summer and in Florida in the winter. See?
We're connected. I hate those fucks, dude.
Six degrees, I'm telling you.
Ugh, fucking hated them.
So, pretty interesting, though, that this guy actually took the idea and went with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kinda
cool. Really cool, and especially up where my parents live and stuff, dude. They have, like, acres upon acres upon acres of Stoltz property back to their 20 acres. There's wildlife all over the place. Like, my dad shot a moose in the front yard. You know, the first deer I shot up here was in the front yard, and it was a fucking 10-point buck.
I do drive-bys when I hunt.
No, see, we went out for like 3 weeks. I didn't get shit. Only the last day I got a fucking buck in my front yard, barefoot in my pajamas.
Of course.
Yeah, it was
only
great.
Because my dad was just disabled, and he had a hunt from your car permit, and I, you know.
Mm. My uncle has that.
Of course he does, because he's disabled.
And disabled.
All right. We're going to go through this, and then I have a passage to read from you from the great book, The God Delusion, and then we're going to call it a night.
All right.
This is kind of cool. This is called 100 Things Your Kids May Never Know About.
This is super cool. I believe Berger stumbled this to us.
Yes, he did. Are we going to... All right. I'm just going to run through these.
Don't go through the whole thing, but...
Okay, well...
There's some cool shit.
There are some things in this world that will never be forgotten. This week's 40th anniversary of the moon landing, for one. But Moore's Law and our ever-increasing quest for simpler, faster, and better widgets and thingamabobs will always ensure that some of the technology we grew up with will not be passed down the line to the next generation of geeks. Do you know what Moore's Law is?
No.
Moore's Law says that technology will exponentially get better. Like computers. You buy a computer, the next week it's obsolete. That's Moore's Law in action.
Okay.
It has to do with technology. And eventually, Moore's Law and Ray Kurzweil says that we'll get to a singularity. And basically what that is when machines exceed human intelligence. When the machines that we create will gain more intelligence than the creator. When the machines get smarter than the things that created the machines.
Like the iRobot thing.
Exactly. Okay. That's the singularity, basically. We'll get to a point where we made the machines, but now the machines we made are smarter than us. Here we go, Mess says, isn't that shit fake? The singularity approaches Judgment Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's the whole thing about who are. HumansUniteAgainstRobots.com. If it gets to that point and the robots are like, holy shit, humans are destructive pieces of fuck, I'm going to kill them all. Like, we are destructive pieces of fuck, but don't kill all of us. Some of us are cool. Like, most of us are shit, but some of us are cool. Like us. And Keith. And you guys.
Go on.
Okay, so they're broken down into categories, and I'll just read a few from each category, and we'll post this on thejamhole.com once I get the show notes for this done. Audiovisual entertainment. Inserting a VHS tape into a VCR to watch a movie or to record something.
Oh.
Already obsolete.
I know.
We have DVDs
now. Do you remember
now.
When the DVD came out?
I don't, and personally, I don't even own DVDs. That, to me, is obsolete. Everything is in AVI format on my hard drive. I can watch
it
at will.
I remember when DVDs came out, and I was like, whoa, that is so cool.
But if you think about it space-wise, you could have, I have books, which is weird. I don't have DVDs or cassettes, but I have books. But that's just because I like to read
books. You can take
it
with you.
Well, I can take that with me, too. I don't like reading on my computer a book. I have tons of ebooks, probably as many as I have DVDs. But I can't sit and read on the computer. I need the book. And I like it. It's cool to have. But imagine that bookshelf filled with DVDs. And then imagine my SATA hard drive, my terabyte hard drive, this big, filled with 10 of those that could be DVDs. So small. Much better. Super 8 movies and sign film of all kinds. I think they're talking about telescene, scene films.
I don't even know about that.
Telescene in the scene, in the movie scene, in the torrent scene, a telescene and a telesync. And I believe the telescene has direct video and something's weird with the audio, and a telesync has cam video but direct audio. So I don't know. I could be wrong on that. Playing music on an audio tape using a personal stereo. I had that when I was a kid, but again, nowadays it went from tape. It went from A-track to tape, tape to CD, from CD to MP3, iPods, hard drive, Winamp, yep. All that shit. Obsolete. And these are things, if you think about it, if we had a kid, he would grow up in this environment. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I'd beat his fucking ass if he got on the table just like I do the cat. No difference. But he wouldn't have CDs.
Uh-uh.
He would. I have a CD of beats that Ben made, but as soon as I got it, I threw it in the drive. Audio grabber.
Computer, you can just break that CD now, and it means nothing to you.
You get audio grabber with the lame codec. You fucking rip that shit into 192K or 128 if you're saving space.
You fucking dork.
Either or, you should be lucky that I'm a dork because you would
have
shit.
That's why I'm attracted to dorks. I don't know what.
That's
it
right
is.
Because we do things for you.
It's lovely.
You're welcome. The number of TV channels being a single digit. I remember it being a massive event when Britain got its fourth channel. I remember TVs only came, they went up to what, 12 or 13, and then they went back to one?
Yeah, something like that.
And then you got a cable box for it and all that shit. Here we go, Mez says, Laserdisc for the win. You remember Laserdisc? We always had that in school. It was like a CD, but it was like this fucking big.
No.
And they'd wheel in the TV with the laser disc. It was like a DVD, but they were like this big.
Like a record, but a CD.
Yeah, it was literally, it was a 12-inch. It was like a record, but it was all shiny. They were cool, man. You'd throw those, oh man, they were so cool. But yeah, and then DVDs replace it. And now look, we have HD DVDs or we have Blu-ray, you know? It's exponential. It's Moore's Law in action. And it's cool that we're how old we are now instead of being like our grandparents' age. We'll get to see this exponentially get better. When they were, you know, our age, Moore's Law wasn't there. There wasn't enough technology to get it to exponentially go. But as soon as, you know, the internet and computer technology came in, it kicked it off. And now it exponentially gets better. It's kind of cool. All right. And then, let's see. We'll skip a bunch of these. And then computers and video gaming. Wires? Okay, so they're not gone yet, but it won't be long. Xbox 360, wireless controllers. The Wii, wireless controllers.
PlayStation 3, wireless controllers.
The Power Glove, had to plug it in. The NES Zapper, had to plug it in. The first NES that came with Robbie, the robot, and Gyromite with the spinning top things. You had to move the robot. You had to plug it in. Fuck that shit. The scream of a modem connecting. I remember that shit. Remember that? Now what? We have always on.
It's like,
and it's 20 times faster, 50 times.
Oh, yeah.
Our cable here.
Before I could walk away, go make a sandwich and come back, and I'm still not connected yet.
A lot of people, nowadays it's mostly DSL or cable. But back when I used to work at Stream doing tech support,
dial-up.
It was dial-up. I was troubleshooting dial-up problems, you know, your dial-up networking and all that shit. You had to uninstall and reinstall it. And people would literally say, oh, my computer's so slow. I go and I turn on my computer, and I go make my cup of coffee, and then I come back and connect my internet, and I go take a dump. And then I come back, and then I browse my fucking porn, you know? I remember when it was 8-bit shit, when porn fucking loaded from the top down, and it was like fucking 8 colors, and that was it. I remember when it was 2 colors, dude. the Mac fucking, the Apple IIc was the first computer I ever owned.
You're
when
so
I was
old.
Like seven.
You're so old.
And it was awesome.
You old fuck. When you were seven, I was one.
That's fine. The buzz of a dot matrix printer. I also remember that. I had the Apple Image Writer, too. It was awesome. It went, as it printed out dots. It was so cool, though.
Oh, my God.
5- and 3-inch floppies, zip disks, and countless other forms of data storage. I remember
all floppies.
Of that. You remember 5.5 or 3.5 inch? 5.5 inches were like those, and they were literally floppy disks.
Yeah, no, the big ones?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I had Spy Hunter, and you had to put in the disk, boot up the computer, and then type C space run space spy space hunter, hit enter, and it would run the game. And it was the coolest game. You could put in the cheat code. You know what the cheat code was?
What?
You hit P, and it put a P in your screen, and then you had all the shit, missiles, oil
slicks.
Just a P? Just hit P.
What the fuck?
I know. And then Doom came out, and you had to type in IDKFD or IDDQD or whatever the cheat codes were.
Like, what was it, Zelda? And the fucking thing was Zelda.
And then, yeah, you put in Zelda, and you had the sword, and you played through it from the master level. Fuck yeah, dude.
I know, it was great.
Isn't that, see? Things, if we had kids or wanted to have kids, they wouldn't know that shit.
I mean, you know what? I have the old school Nintendo,
and I'd
you know what, be like, dude, this is.
You remember the Sega Genesis and Eternal Champions? Fuck
I didn't
yeah.
do Sega Genesis.
Oh, I did.
I had
all
the kid
shit.
All the way.
I was a geek.
Yeah,
using jumpers to set IRQs. You remember having to do that? I do.
What?
You know what an IRQ is?
No.
You know what a jumper is?
Uh-uh.
Forget it. DOS. You remember DOS?
Nope. You're old.
Terminals accessing the mainframe? Forget it. Let's just skip right to the internet. You remember that, youngin?
Yeah.
You fucking child.
I wasn't a geek either, okay?
Finding out information from an encyclopedia. Remember that?
Yes.
I remember that. Remember the door-to-door Encyclopedia Britannica salesman? Hey, how's your job security?
Not very good.
Oh, fuck. Using a road atlas to get from A to B. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Doing bank business only when the bank was open.
Yep.
I can send a text message to bank that says BAL, B-A-L, for balance, and it sends me how much I have.
That's cool.
Which is negative 80 cents right now. Thanks, PayPal, for taking so fucking long to put money in. Shopping only during the day. It's like the bank thing. You know, we can shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the holiday. It's amazing. Phone books. You remember using a phone book?
Yeah, well, I used
some
one a
people
lot over
still
at
do, but
Famous Dave's.
We don't have one here.
I don't need one here. I Google it.
Exactly. Google it.
How
our
did I
kids,
find my friend's phone number
kids?
In Florida? I
hey,
Googled it.
What's a phone book for? Oh, it's for when you need something to sit on because you can't reach the steering wheel.
It's something to rip in front of your friends to look really cool.
Red Fox says, I use a phone book. Here we go, Mez says, Eternal Champions for the win. Yeah! That's awesome. Someone remembers that. Do you remember that if you killed them in a certain spot, it would do the environment death and it would use if there were fans spinning in a warehouse, you would punch them into that and it was all gory and shit. This was right when Mortal Kombat came out. And that was gory, but then Eternal Champions did it even gorier, but only in certain spots. It was really weird. He says, hell yes, I do. Nice! I've totally just connected with somebody, and that is awesome. Sorry.
Brutality was one of my favorite codes from Mortal Kombat.
Well, yeah, but this was totally different. It was hard
to
do.
You know anything that pissed me off
in
Mortal Kombat, though? Is like when you type in the, or when you do the fucking brutality code,
it's
and it blows
up. You're a fucking cheater.
Well, that too. But it explodes them, basically, and they have, like, a million different, like, body parts.
And they all look the same for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, it's like they have, like, 8 different legs and, like, 4
oh, yeah.
arms and, like, a million different skulls. And, like, really? Did you just, like, take a, like, bag of body parts and throw them on the screen? Because that's
yes.
exactly what it looks like.
Pretty much.
That's the only thing that made me mad, but the rest of it was cool.
Newspapers and magazines made from dead trees. Of course, we have e-zines now. We get our news online, most people. I mean, newspapers are still around, just like radio is still around, terrestrial radio. But, just like oil and fossil fuels, it is a slowly dying dinosaur. See what I did there? Fossil fuels are from... Okay. Actually being able to get a domain name consisting of real words. You remember that? Back before you had to be all clever because everyone squatted the fuck out of them during the dot-com boom.
What?
Some people made money. Some people got sued.
Nope.
Depending on who you worked for. Here we go, Mess says, early environmental hardcore deaths before people sucked at video games. I know! That's totally it. Archie searches, Gopher searches. I don't remember those. Those were before my time. I remember Gopher was one of the first internet protocols, I think. All right, we're going to skip that one. Privacy. Hey, remember privacy?
Yeah.
Before podcasts came around and people were just like, hey, I got AIDS. Who wants to fuck me? And people are like, oh, I'm a bug chaser. I want to fuck you.
Wow.
Because I want AIDS. All right, let's go down to gadgets here. Typewriters.
I used to have one.
There's
of those.
One in our office where I work at.
I used to have one. It was fun making the ding noise.
I used to too. And then, like, typewriters were cool. And then they came out with the typewriters that if you messed up, instead of using actual whiteout,
you could go back.
Well,
and
no,
they would delete it for you.
No, the one I had, you had to take out the black ribbon, put in the whiteout ribbon, delete your thing. Then put in the black ribbon and continue. Oh, it was awful.
No, I see. I had the cool one where it had the black ribbon and then it had the white ribbon
right,
underneath it, and it would go up and do that.
Okay, Richie, bitch. You had the model above mine.
Sorry, dude.
And then word processors, and then, of course,
but it was super sweet. I got fast on that thing. I was like, ding,
putting film in your camera. 35mm may have some life still, but what about APS or disc? I don't know what that is.
I have a video
and then
from
sending
back then.
Sending that film away to be processed. Remember when you couldn't actually take naked pictures of you unless you knew the guy that worked at the
right?
Remember
yeah.
that?
We tried. We only got him back in negatives.
I remember the RCA camcorder that was all like it was the size of an actual TV station camcorder, but it fucking sucked, dude. It was so awful.
No,
and then the remote, it wasn't an actual remote because you had to plug it in, but it had a really long cord so you could sit at the couch and do it. It was so great.
I remember when I graduated my preschool, I went to a community Christian school. I can't remember the name. It's just a community Christian school in Bradenton somewhere or whatever. But like I went and I graduated kindergarten, and my mom, I just remember her and my dad with this huge camera thing that you had to put a fucking VHS
yeah.
thing in.
And then
like,
the battery
oh,
on it.
Oh, God, it was huge.
Yeah, dude, totally.
I still have that tape.
That's so
unfortunately.
Awesome.
I played a whale in the play.
Red Fox says, STDs are not Pokemon. You don't actually want to catch them all.
But yeah, you should see that tape sometime. It was
oh,
great.
I hope to.
Big, thick
getting
glasses.
Lost. You remember getting lost?
I still do that.
Well, yeah, you don't have GPS, but it says with GPS coming to more and more phones, your location is only a click away. Rotary dial telephones. Grandma's house, I bet you, still has them. Mine probably, well,
I still
yeah.
have one.
Nice.
It's brown. It used to be, I remember we had.
We don't even have a landline here. Do you remember landlines? Do you remember having to actually pay for long distance? Oh, my God.
When I was in Florida.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, we had
your
the phone.
Your kids are lucky.
We had the phone in the living room that had a super fucking long cord that I could, like, stretch all the way into my room under the door, then shut it and sit right next to the door, and I could be on it. And
awesome.
That was cool. But then, like, my brother would get mad. Oh, I'm going to trip over the cord. I'm going to trip over the cord.
And
that was
they
a
made
regular
the
phone.
The spiral cord that you could actually play jump rope with while
it
you
was
were on
the spiral
phone.
Cord.
Oh.
But then my mom and dad in their room, they had the fucking dial thing.
Nice.
The rotary dial phone. So whenever I really wanted to be, like, private and shit, I'd be like, Mom, using your phone. Click. And, like, shut the door and go and lay on the bed in there and use, ooh, excuse me,
okay.
the fucking rotary dial. That thing's cool as shit. I still have it.
Answering machines. Remember that? Before we had voicemail? Kids will never know the joy of a family that has kids and is like, okay, now say the fucking script. And they're like, hi, you've reached the Bibberman. They're like, say it better or you'll get the belt. Remember getting the belt before was CPS? Yeah, I remember. My ass remembers getting the belt. You got a B? Fucking what douche? I'm sorry, I'll get an A next time. That's why I'm so smart. I got my ass beat. And then she gave up, and my younger brother, she's like, I don't have the fucking patience anymore. He dropped out of school. If I would have dropped out, I would have gotten killed. There would be no jam hole.
See, I ruined it already. I mean,
I did too.
No. I was just so bad that, like, you know, I come home and be like, look, Mom, fantastic.
They're like, oh, you're gay? You know what? I don't even care now.
They just didn't care. They were like, oh, you know what? I don't care. And then, like, I dropped out, and I was a total shithead in high school and stuff. And then when my brother came along and started going to stuff, he saw me fucking up every way I possibly could.
He's like, that looks like fun.
No, he's like, that is not cool. That's not what I want to do. And so, like,
he's like, but you know what I will do? I will also fuck guys.
Right. So he may be smart and, you know, maybe go to college.
Yeah, he's got a good head
now on
his shoulders, it seems like.
No, he's super smart, dude. He's all A's and B's. That's all he gets. He's in college now in high school.
Yeah, he did what I did. Super smart.
He's doing that shit. Whatever. I fucking did a lot of drugs.
Do you remember using a stick to point at information on a chart?
Yes.
Rather than a laser, right?
Yes.
They'd pull it out and they'd be all like tapping it and they'd be like, whoosh. Let's look at the chart. Money equals time.
I like when the cool metal one came out and it was like,
yeah, the telescoping one. Yes. And then they beat your fucking ass with it.
Yes.
Remember when teachers could beat your fucking ass with it?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
It hurt. And my teacher's name was
Miss
Armstrong.
That's because you lived in Florida.
No,
for me, it was because
my teacher's name was Miss Armstrong.
I was
okay?
The
it
age.
Scared the shit out of me.
Great. Payphones. Remember payphones? Remember when you could hack payphones? Remember when hackers came out and ruined it for everyone? Thanks, guys. Thanks, Hollywood. Phones with actual bells in them. Remember that? My phone sounds like it's got bells in it, but it does not. And then everything else. Taking turns picking a radio station or selecting a tape for everyone to listen to during a long drive. Now everyone's got their own iPod with headphones on.
Right.
The drive is quiet, but you're in your own
little world.
Fuck yeah. Remembering someone's phone number?
I don't even know your number.
I don't know yours. I know your mom's.
What?
Not knowing who was calling you on the phone, that I liked. And I remember when caller ID first came out and a lot of people were like, I don't know, man, that's kind of our privacy. But then they're like, privacy? What's that?
I never had caller ID growing up.
Here we go, Mez says, I had a rotary dial phone and it's a pain in the ass, but it's so indie. It is indie.
Oh, Red Fox says Rolodex. I have a Rolodex
with all my
numbers on it.
Wait, a holodeck?
No,
a Rolodex.
Rolodex.
Red Fox says, you can hack soda machines too if you know the debug mode code. Yep. You hit Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew. And it kicks it into, well, I don't know if that's it, but it's like that. It's only on the ones that have the LED screens on it. And if you hit a certain code, you kick it into debug mode. And then you can look at all the shit. And if you're really good, you can get the money to come out, I think. Shh. Don't, Hollywood, listen to me. Fuck Transformers 2. Now listen to me. Don't fuck that up for us. It's how we get free soda. We can't make free phone calls anymore.
How come you can't do it to that one out there?
Because that one out there is like 80 years old.
So just pop the lock open.
I know, and I did with a knife. Remember, that's why. But then he put a fucking padlock on it.
I know.
But I can pick it. I don't have my pick set, though. But I can make another one.
I got a bobby pin.
Oh, fuck. Toys actually being suitable for the under threes. Uh-huh. Actually going down to a Blockbuster store to rent a movie. Hey, remember
paying money? I have a Blockbuster card in my wallet.
Remember being super pissed that a movie sucked? Because you actually, not only did you waste hours of your life, but you wasted money that
renting
you wasted
it.
Hours of your life to get. Oh, my fucking God.
I still have my Blockbuster card from Florida in my wallet.
Starbuck being a man. Remember that? I don't remember
No, I don't remember.
Is that Starman? Was his name Buck? I don't know. Kentucky Fried Chicken as opposed to KFC because it's actually not chicken.
Hey, I like KFC.
Trig tables and log tables. Remember that? Uh-uh. Algebra, trigonometry, logarithm. No. Having to do that by hand before the good old TI-92 came out.
I was really, really
high in high
school.
Or even the TI-81 came out. Fuck. Let's go back there. Don't know what a slide rule is for? Finding books in a card catalog at the library? Hershey bars in silver wrappers? These are really
Whoa.
Old. Sliding the paper outer wrapper off a Kit Kat, placing it on the palm of your hand and clapping to make it bang loudly, then sliding your finger down the silver foil to break off the first finger. Give me
I've
a break.
Did that.
Give me
I've
a
done
break.
That.
Break me off a piece
Piece
of that
Kit Kat
bar. Red Fox says, I have an original TI-30 with a dot matrix display and a 9-volt battery. That is hot.
Before, holy shit, dude.
Before they knew about solar energy and that you could actually power a calculator by the fluorescent lights in the room.
I had the TI-90.
I had the 92. Or no, I had the 82, and then I got an 83, which is up there. And then they came out with the 92 that looked like a Sega Game Gear, and it was badass.
I just had the 90.
And
it looks like, just like the 82.
Yeah, I'll just get a Game Gear. Remember the Game Gear? God, that sucked.
I don't remember.
It was
that.
Cool, though, because back when that came out, you had either the Game Boy, the original one, or the Game Gear. And the Game Gear you could play in the dark because it was the first handheld that came out with a backlit display and it was color. Not, I'm not just saying like it was black, but it like the screen was.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, I got it. You nerd.
Remember racism?
remember
owning
that.
Slaves?
yeah, maybe. No.
Writing a check?
I've done that.
Having to manually unlock a car door?
Yep.
Fuck
I
that.
I still
yeah.
do that.
Some yeah. Pretty soon it'll just be like car unlock.
I wanted one of those little beep beep button
I had
things,
one.
But
and
I,
my Elantra had one with the Ungo security
I
thing.
I wanted one so bad.
But I never made it beep. I always thought that was so douchebag to do. I always, if you held the left one and clicked the right one, it would unlock it, but silently. And I always did that. I felt embarrassed that it beeped, you know? I don't know. I just, I saw people do that, and I was like, you're such a fucking idiot. You're only doing that so people look, and they're like, ew, his car alarm's not late.
I just
you.
Wanted, I don't even care about that.
You're
I just wanted the automatic car starter because in the winter when
I never
first got my car.
Yeah.
Dude, going outside to go start my car, I was like, okay, get ready.
See,
right,
I never
ready.
Had
and, like,
a car
starter. Start it and run back in.
I never had the car starter because all my cars were stick shifts. And back then, they didn't have car starters for stick shifts, only automatic. So fuck me. But yeah.
I always wanted one of those.
That's why you're
car
so lazy.
Starters.
That's fine.
Dude, it was. Shut up.
Looking out the window during a long drive. I still do that, even when I'm driving.
Ooh, Red Fox says rolling up windows. It's been
yeah.
a while.
Remember
oh,
that?
Oh, God, check this out. When I was with Jake, his uncle is super rich. He owns part of Caldwell Banker down here.
Huh.
Yeah, and we were taking
the one that's going out of business.
Right.
Right.
Well, we were taking his daughter somewhere, and in Jake's car, it was, you know, roll up windows.
The Civic?
I don't remember.
Before
what.
The Civic?
No, it was
the Blazer? The
Tercel.
Oh.
It was
yeah,
his Tercel. And, like, yeah. And we're taking her over to Jake's sister's house or whatever, and she's like, how do I roll the window down? And
there's no button.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I'm pushing it, and it's not doing anything, and she's pushing the little round circle thing on the outside of the... Like, seriously, I'm like, oh, really?
Okay, now take your hand, take your fingers, put them around the circle. Now yeah. move your hand like you're jerking it off.
Right,
good
right.
girl.
She did not know. I was like, are you
amazing.
Serious? She's like, I've never seen one of these before. It's so weird. I'm like, whoa.
Remember cash?
Yeah, I still do that.
I try and use my card as much as possible. Until I get into the neg, then I use cash.
I use cash as much as possible.
Yeah.
I hate using the card because then I will go online and get shit.
Because they fuck me. But
yeah.
I do like banks because we have PayPal and all this awesome stuff that you guys can donate money at thejamhole.com/donate. So I'll get an STD test, which is
it's been donated.
Done. Fantastic. Libraries as a place to get books rather than a place to use the internet if you're a felon.
or just too
poor? I've
never
used the internet.
Are you poor to have not have the internet? Fuck.
I've never used the library for anything other than the internet.
I've never used the library for the internet.
Well, I didn't have the internet for a long time.
The library didn't have the internet back when I was using the library. spending your entire allowance at the arcade in the mall. Remember arcades?
Arcades were the shit.
I have all those arcade games on my computer.
There was a...
I want to buy on eBay one of those big arcade. They're empty, but they have all the, like, controllers and shit. And what you do is put in a computer tower, hook it up to the arcade monitor, and then you hook up the controllers to it and run the emulator, and it's like an arcade. Fucking A. Any game you want, ever. And it comes with the Tempest Dial and the Centipede Ball.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Tempest,
cool.
That's my shit.
Tempest is my shit.
It's my steez.
Nah, there's this place called Livingston's in Florida. I fucking love that place. They have the hugest arcade, dude. It's so great. DDR.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that game.
Four fucking DDR machines.
That game.
Lined up together so all of us could play the same shit.
Look super
cool all together.
I'm going to try my hardest to get an erection with you knowing that about you.
It's so great when you're doing it. And
it's
going to
be hard.
Next to you fall over because they can't fucking keep
it's
up gonna anymore.
It's going to be hard.
It's fine.
Or not hard. Because that is awful.
You know how much awesome exercise you get
know
from
how
that game?
If that is your only exercise, you deserve to be a big fat faggot.
I was good at that game.
I'm sure
still
you were
good
a
at that game. You
a physical dictionary, either for spelling or definitions. Remember that before we had the red squiggly?
Yeah.
I like the red squiggly.
I like
right
red
click.
Squiggly.
Oh, that's how it's spelled. It's because I type like 200 words a minute, and I don't always have time to get all the letters, you know? I'm important. I'm
200
I'm
words a minute, really?
No, I type like probably 160 with no errors. On that keyboard. It's got to be.
One?
It has to be the ergo. On a normal keyboard, I can break over probably 110 with no errors because
yeah.
I backspace quick. But on the Ergo, I can hit 160, 170.
On the split keyboard?
Yeah, the Ergo, the ergonomic Microsoft keyboard. It's got to be the one that's raised in the front, not raised in the back. It's got to be this way. It's like I conduct a symphony piano.
You fucking nerd.
Remember when a geek and a nerd were one and the same? I'd rather be a geek, because nerds, I fucking hate nerds. Me and Keith, man, we fucking hate them.
What is the difference?
The difference?
Please enlighten me.
A geek is cool. A nerd is like, yeah, please, I'm awkward.
You're all...
No, I'm totally cool in public. A nerd is not. I'm a geek. I'm a computer geek. I'm a movie geek, I guess. I'm a book physics geek. I'm a science geek. I'm a hate God geek. I'm a pussy geek.
I am none of the above.
I know.
God.
You're just a fucking bitch.
Whoa.
All right. Well, I'm going to save these news stories because we're going to do a show tomorrow. Want to do it when we wake up? Because I am not going fishing tomorrow. I'll tell you that right now.
Whoa, we can't because all the fishing shit was in my dad's truck.
Good, because I don't want to go fishing. I got hip-hop to write, because I got beats that I need to write to.
Well, you fucking bring headphones and a piece of paper.
No, I don't want to be outside tomorrow. I got shit to do. I'm important.
Did you tell me the weather was going to be bad because you son of a bitch?
No, but it was also going to be bad.
Yeah, right.
Alright. Thank you guys for being with us tonight.
What
episode 222. That's only going to happen once. 222.
Wait until 6.
The triple deuce. Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to have a huge
party. We're
going to
do this show naked
that.
And covered in the cat's blood.
Not the cat.
All right, you're Mency blood.
All right, that's
I am
cool.
Sweating like a fucking
me
pig.
Too.
All right. Thank you guys. TheJamHole.com. Email info@TheJamHole.com. If you guys want my hip-hop CD, the first one that I made with royalty-free beats, just listen to me rap. It's cool. TheJamHole.com/donate. $10. We still have about, what, 5 shirts left? 6 shirts?
Yeah, about 6.
TheJamHole.com/donate. $20. You get a shirt, a Jamhole shirt. They're awesome. Stickers.
and the Book of Matthew, my first hip-hop CD.
That's like a $40 value.
At least.
At least.
If I sold the shirts for $60 each, that'd be like an $80 value.
Well, you,
know? You
wouldn't do that because you're not a
if
douchebag.
If I sold the CD for $50, that'd be like $110
if
value.
If you sold it for normal shit, like a shirt for $20 and the CD for $20 and then that's stickers for like $5, exactly. It's like $50.
But yeah, Ben made me a CD with beats he made himself. So the next album.
Like robotic stiff.
I don't even know, dude.
Fuck my dear. All right. But yeah, email us, thejammo.com/Twitter. Follow me, thejammo.com/Danny. Follow her.
You might want to follow me so you can find out when Matt's going to have his appointment.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm sure. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Speaking of, we got a voicemail. Let's play it right now.
All
go.
Right.
Voicemail. Go. Now.
All right, it's 26, and I have to lay some knowledge on a fool. Now, in this case, the fool is Matt. All right, Matt, all right, here you go. Now, I've heard word from undisclosed sources deep inside the in the Jam Hole Holia headquarters that you are planning on buying a couch for $500. Now, before you do this colossal waste of money, which is probably a favor for someone you don't even like, go to the thrift store. You can get a really good couch for like $100 to $200, or go on Craigslist and don't spend $500. The end.
Okay, I guess I should address this now. I deliver to a furniture store. I'm not doing it for someone I like. I'm doing it because 3 days a week, for an hour to 2 hours, I sit on this couch. She sits in my nice office chair because, hey, she's my girl. She sucks my dick. That's fine.
It's because you have a million things you want over there, and you need the couch.
I have phone calls, feed, thejammo.com/feedback. I have my stories and everything else, and I have the music and all that.
I got my stories.
Anyway, when we first started, I thought once I got this swivel arm here, that would be so cool to sit on a couch, and just it'd be like a therapy session. I'd kick back. It did not work out that way. This is the most uncomfortable piece of fuck I've ever sat on. There might as well be dildos in the fucking thing up my ass. It sucks because it's a hide-a-bed. It came with the apartment. I don't own a couch. I've never had a couch. So I'm looking at couches. I see couches for $1,200. I see couches for $1,600. For $2,000. I'm like, huh. I wonder if there's any for around $500. Because that would seem cheaper. I don't want a thrift store couch. I've had them before. It's gross. It's disgusting. They have lice. That's how you get scabies and crabs. If I wanted scabies and crabs, I would have sex with nasty bitches even more. I do not want that. I want a nice couch that I can be proud of, that is mine, that is brand new. So
until
I found
you spill
one.
Something on it.
No, I don't spill things. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I have OCD just a little, and I don't spill
the
stuff.
The cat? What are you going to do when the cat comes up and starts ripping the
I
couch apart like
punch
she does
her
the old
in
one
the face.
Every day?
I will punch her in the fucking face.
She comes
face.
Up and goes, ah, time to stretch.
And I'm like, just boom, in the fucking face.
I don't think you're going to get the shit scratched out of your brand new couch.
Then I'll kill the cat. Problem solved.
No, you won't.
Yeah. Pff. I had that cat before I had you.
That's fine.
I will kill it.
You will not kill
if
the
she
cat.
Scratches my brand new couch, oh, it's done.
You do that, I'll scratch the couch.
I'll kill you then. Problem solved. And then I'll kidnap Brayden. I'll tie him to that fucking chair and make him talk.
And rape his butthole.
I'll shock his balls until he talks. But no, I saw it, and I sat on it, and I sat at the edge of it, like I sit on this one. I'm like, that is nice on my butt. That is not dildos going in my asshole. That is nice. And so I was like, hey, because I deliver there. I'm like, hey, I want this couch. It's the only one in stock. I'll give you $250 when I get paid, and then I'll give you $250 when I get paid again. I got a raise at my job.
Do you even know how much that raise is for?
No.
Maybe
doesn't
you should
matter.
Ask.
Doesn't matter, because I
could
like
afford 5 cents.
I could afford $250 if I didn't buy weed and shit, even if without the raise, so it doesn't matter. So I fucking got it, because I am sick of this piece of shit couch that came with this piece of shit apartment. That's all. That's why. I know I could have went to the thrift store and bought some other piece of shit couch. Why? I would just keep this piece of shit couch.
I just can't believe you have an extra $500.
I can't believe you don't have a job. Bring it up. Let's go. You want to dance?
Seriously? Because you promised you'd never fucking say, oh, you don't have a job. Maybe you should go get a job. Hey,
then get off my
nuts.
Don't start shit and I won't finish shit. That's all.
Well, I never noticed that you had an extra $500 laying around.
Well, I don't have it just laying around, but I'm going to cut some corners for the next two paychecks so that I can have a nice couch for the rest of my life. Okay? Is that okay with you? That you're not paying for it at all? Is that okay? Do I have your fucking permission to buy this? Is that cool? I'll make you sit on the couch. And I'll have my nice cushy chair back. You started it. Remember that. When you diss me,
goodbye.
You diss yourself. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.